He keeps on doing great things for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise his name. Yes, he keeps on doing great things for me. We bless the name of Jesus this morning. Welcome to our prayer line. I had to get that out. I woke up this morning with that on my spirit, and I said, let me share it with the saints this morning. I am Pastor Lenora Clark. I am your prayer lead this morning. God bless you again and welcome to our prayer line. Make sure you share the link with your family and friends. Make sure you tell them if they need prayer, you'll pray, but they can join us every morning at 8 o'clock. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Angela.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank you. He keeps on doing great things for me. See, you had me right there, Pastor Lenora, because now I'm ready to clap, shout, and do a little dance and raise my hands.
Right.
You got to let us know what prayer is. Thank you, Jesus. That's prayer right there, y'all.
Yes.
Doing great things for us. He's working when we sleep. He's working when we don't even know we need him. He's off into our future. He's cleaning up our past. He's making a way for us. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Angela, and I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a little chilly out here this morning, but the sun still rose, and Jesus Christ, the sun, never set. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start up. I woke up with Psalm 27 in my spirit this morning. And so this is what I'm going to read, Psalm 27. I'm coming from the New King James Version, and I'm going to read the entire Psalm. It's 1 through 14. It says it's a Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat of my flesh, my enemies and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Verse 5, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You, Lord, hallelujah, you have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and as such breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. Ooh, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning, dear God, first of all, thanking you for this beautiful day that you have provided us with. We even ask now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse this prayer line, this global prayer line, that you would take away anything, dear God, out of our hearts and minds, dear God, that are not like you. Cleanse us, O Lord. You give us new mercies, brand new every morning, God, and I said thank you. So this morning, we're asking for mercy on this prayer line. Father God, I thank you, dear Lord, for all the answers, prayer that has gone forth on this prayer line, dear God. I thank you for the songs and the testimonies, Father God. And as I was sitting here, Lord, I want to pray to you today, Father God, right, and telling you thank you for keeping us. You kept us from danger seen and unseen. Thank you for covering us, oh God, for protecting us. It said that even as the enemy came to eat of our flesh, they stumbled and they fell. We didn't even know that it was a sneak attack coming on us, Father God. But you took care of the sneak attack, Father God, and we said thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you never left us out here failing around, Father God, when we didn't know that we really needed. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us. You sheltered us under your wings in your pavilion, Father God. Oh, Lord, I thank you, dear God, that you didn't cut us down when we acted like we did things and made achievements on our own, Father God. And we know, Father God, if it had not been for you, there is nothing that we could do on our own, Father God. We thank you, Father God, when we go out in our cars, Father God. We thank you, Father God, when we walk around our houses and our neighborhoods, that you keep us, Father God. You are just a keeper, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You kept us, Lord, when we needed a doctor. You kept us, Lord, when we went to the courtroom, Father God. You kept us, Lord, even on our drive to the sanctuaries, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Hallelujah. When the world is in chaos, Father God, you are a God of order, dear God. And I say thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you are keeping us in this, Father God. When we got ready, Father God, to throw in the towel, Father God, you still kept us, oh Lord. You brought our mind back to you. You brought scriptures back to us, and I thank you for that, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that we don't have to memorize the whole Bible, Father God, but the Holy Spirit will step in right on time and bring back that scripture, Father God, that says, I'm keeping you. I'm watching over you, Father God. You told us in the time of trouble, we can look to the hills for help, Father God. Hallelujah. You told us, Father God, as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you were keeping us, Father God, and for that we say thank you. Sometimes, Father God, we forget to say thank you because we're living in that mountaintop experience, Father God. And for that, Lord, we ask you to forgive us, Father God, because we know, Lord, that there is nothing that we can do upon our own, Father God. So we thank you for the valley experience. We thank you, Father God, for the mountaintop experience. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus Christ. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for Calvary, Father God. We thank you that Jesus thought it not robbery to give his life, Father God, to reconcile us back. And now, Lord, you have made a way for us to come to you. Jesus is still sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf, Father God. We thank you that he said, forgive them, Father God, when we come to you, Lord, when we know that we have messed up, when we know we should have prayed and we didn't pray. We know that we should have went right and we went left, Father God. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you speak in the first voice, Father God. And so for this, God, we say thank you. I pray now, Father God, for every need that might be on this line if I have not called it out, Father God. But we know that there are those that are celebrating birthdays. We know that there are those that are grieving, Father God, every day. And I want to pray for those that are grieving, Father. I want to lift them before you. I want to pray for that person that's grieving in silence, that puts a smile on their face and go about their day, Father God. But then their heart is broken, and they're just trying to give them hope, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I want to pray, Father God, for those that are sick and waiting on diagnosis, Father God. I want to pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those that are in the nursing home, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for those that have that that special grace, Father God, that go visit those that are in the nursing home and pray for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, dear God. I want to pray for that mother that might have looked in her cabinet and it was not enough food in there on today, Father God. I want to pray, Father God, for that student that's looking at their mother through tears in their eyes, but you make a way, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. I want to thank you for blessing us, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for giving us a heart to bless someone else, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for the intercessors. I want to thank you, Father God, for the men and women of God. Hallelujah, that you kept, that you set aside to teach us and to chastise us and to edify our souls, Father God. I just want to thank you for keeping us. Oh, God, how I love you, dear Lord. I thank you for your protection, Father God. I ask you, Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every family that is on this line right now, Father God, and every need or every celebration that they might have, Father God. Hallelujah, dear God. I want to thank you, Father God, that you give us joy, joy that's deep down in our hearts on today, Father God. You keep on blessing us every time we turn around, Father God. So for all those times, and I've said this before, dear God, I said thank you for the times that we didn't turn back. I said, thank you that we might have been, we weren't that one that turned back and said, thank you. So we bless your name on today, Father God. And as we go into the weekend, Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you will protect each and every person and every family member that is on this prayer line. I thank you, Father God, for Pastor Lenore. I thank you, Father God, for Bishop Clark, dear God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for every intercessor, Father God. Hallelujah. The silent prayer, dear God, that unspoken prayer request, Father God. Reach it and touch it and answer it, God. And when you do, God, do it so quietly, Lord, that we'll know. And we'll know that it was you and only you. And I just want to thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength, dear God. I thank you for blessing this line. I thank you for every church that is represented on this line, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And now I turn this back over to the hands of the prayer host, Pastor Lenore. Hallelujah. I just thank you. Glory to your name, God.
Amen. Amen. We worship him. We worship him.
I had my share of ups and downs. Times when there was no one around. Praise will confuse the enemy.
Said praise will confuse the enemy. Hallelujah. Let's praise the Lord, people of God. I know you have some things before you, but if you got a second, if you can lift up your voice and give God some praise right now, let's confuse the enemy with our praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. We glorify your name, God. We worship you. You're holy, God. You're kind. You're wonderful, God. You're the lover of my soul, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for just making us cultivate our right mind this morning. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you for another day, God. Thank you, God, that we're in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I started to
Yes, they knew my problems, they knew my pain, they started laughing, but God will take it away. I thought out of the ambulance. Thank you, Jesus. All right, Sister Pat, I'm going to turn it in your hands. Before I turn it into your hands, I'm sorry, Sister Pat, go to our website, mm-hmm. EKC Ministries, peruse it, peruse the website. There's a lot of information there. Make sure you check out everything. And then go to our website, and you can give and put your prayer requests there. We want to pray with you. We want to agree with you. It says where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst. And so put your prayer request there. We will put you on our prayer list. We will pray for you. We will call your name out in the name of Jesus Christ. And then as you're there, make sure you give so we can reach more. We can reach the lost through your giving. All right, I'm going to turn this portion over to Sister Pat. I'm just happy this morning. Go ahead, Sister Pat.
Well, thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
He is our healer, our deliverer. He came in order to heal, deliver, save, and to set the captives free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you for the blood that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus. That he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes that we are healed, Lord. Thank God for Jesus. We have the victory. We are not victim, but victoriously in you, Almighty God. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. And we praise God for his Son. Life in Christ Jesus. I'm sorry I'm getting ahead of you, but I just want to thank God. Because like I said, the devil wanted to confuse him, but the devil yields defeated. I do have some scriptures I want to read, but I want you to get that out because God is nothing but Jesus. And we walk in the authority of the King, kingdom, living kingdom, the creator. My scripture is, mine is on healing, healed by the stripes of Jesus. Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those who are oppressed, to proclaim the accepted years of the Lord. And Matthew 11:5 says, the blind shall see, the blind shall receive their sight, the lame walk, those that have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead raise up, the good news is preached to the poor. But my real question is, Acts 3, the man sitting at the gate, beautiful, sitting at the door. And we thank God for Jesus, how we are healed by the stripes of Jesus, all the work that Jesus did on the cross that brought us life, life in Christ Jesus. Acts 3:1 says, now Peter and John went up into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that enter into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to enter into the temple, asked it on. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto him, expecting to receive something of him. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, lifted him up, and immediately he fell, his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaped up and stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. All the people saw him walking in, praising God. We thank God for being our healer, our deliverer. We can do all things through Jesus Christ and strengthen us. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Jesus went about healing, doing good, healing all those that were oppressed of the devil. And we take all our burdens and lay them at the feet of Jesus. He came in order that we might have life and to have life more abundantly. He came that we might have life in Christ Jesus. He delivered our soul in peace from the battles that are against us, for the battle is the Lord. And Jesus is our deliverer. We thank you and praise you, God, for your son, Jesus, that through the name of Jesus, that we can do all things through Jesus Christ that strengthen us. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us with all spiritual blessings from on high by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that no weapon, God, formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. Lord, that we walk, God, in the authority of the King, God. Kingdom living, kingdom decree, that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. We pray, God, Lord, you are our healer, our deliverer. Breathe on us, God, the breath of life. Breathe on us, God, the fire of God. And let it root out every sickness and disease from out of our body in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we claim that all is well, God, to those that believe. We believe the report of the Lord, God. The report of the Lord, God, that says that all is well, God. Lord, the lame walk, God. The blind see, the deaf hear, the mute talk, God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. He is our deliverer, our healer, our redeemer. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, the curse of sickness and disease, poverty, spiritual death does not live here. And we sit, Lord, in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, God. And we take our rightful place in you, God, and bind up every spirit. Contrary to the word of the Lord, God, we bind it up in Jesus' name. Thank God for Jesus. He is I am. I am ever what you need. He is our healer, our deliverer. Thank God for blessing us with all spiritual blessings, God. Rain down your blessings upon us, God. Lord, I pray for We pray, God, let the sick be healed, God. No matter what the sickness or disease is, God is our doctor. Lord, I thank you, God, for blessing us, God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for Jesus. Lord, let us be like the lady with the issue of blood, Lord. She kept pressing her way through. And one day she heard about Jesus. And she touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was healed. Lord, we thank you, God. We thank you for being our healer, our deliverer. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord God that causes us to triumph in you, Christ Jesus. And we shout with a voice of triumph, with a voice of praise. Praise be unto you, Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, that causes us to triumph in you, God, that we have the victory in Christ Jesus. That we are not victim, but victoriously in you, Almighty God. And we walk in the authority of the King, God. Kingdom living, kingdom decree, God. Oh, thank you, God, for blessing us. We praise you, God. We praise you for who you are, God. And what we are in you, Christ Jesus. That we have the victory. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. I have a guest. I'm going to turn it over to her now. Thank God for Jesus.
Good morning, Saint. I will be speaking on healing. First of all, we have so many illness in the world. We have so many troubled people. We have mental illness. We have diabetes. We have all kinds of physical sicknesses that are too numerous to name. But we know that God is in control, and he is our healer. And my scripture for today will be several. First of all, Psalms 147 and 3, it says, he healed the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds. It is no matter what our troubles may be. If we go to God first, he will take care of them. But sometimes we think we can handle it ourselves, and we forget that God is in control. Exodus 15 and 26 says, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commandments and keep all of them, his decree, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals you.
We turn it over now to the next, to our prayer lead. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Pat. Thank you, guests. We glorify God for you. Thank you for joining us and praying and reading the scripture and testifying. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lord is good. This week was our guest week. And thank all of those who brought guests on. Thank everyone that participated with that. And thank all the prayer leads for even just going forth. We glorify God. I got another song, and y'all know me. I'm a DJ, as Bishop called me, but I got to play it. Oh,
Here, we're here, we alive only because he made a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. He made a way. Hallelujah. We glorify his name. And we stand here. We have, some of us have been through trials and tribulations and ups and downs, but we are still alive because he made a way. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Don't forget to go by our website, ekcministries.org. You can give there. And make sure, like I said, peruse the site because there's a lot of information there. And we want you to make, we want to make sure that you get the information that we're putting out. To stay connected to our to us, you can text the word maximize to 55444. If you're not getting emails, if you're not getting texts, if you're not getting any information, text the word maximize to 55444. Now, I'm going to turn this portion of the service over to Mother Clark.
Praise the Lord. Hey, what a blessing it is to be on the prayer line this morning. I have enjoyed it. I enjoyed Sister Angela. I enjoyed Sister Pat and her guests. And I pray that God will bless this prayer as I come forth. I wish I could sing. If I could, I would sing a song. I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cares. But I'm glad he sacrificed his life. I'm so glad he did. And I praise God for that. I pray tonight, this morning, I want to read in your hearing Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindnesses, for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee. O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth, yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knows afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Let me read the last verse again. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hand. We all know that we are the works of the hand of God. He molds us, he lifts us, he directs us, and he teaches us with the happenings of life. we become alive and full because we know that God will always deliver us. We attempt to keep our minds stayed on him so that our minds will be in perfect peace. But in the event that we stray, God will perfect all that concerns us. God will intercede on our behalf. We love him because he first loved us, and we know that God loves us. He shows us in everyday living, in keeping us, in delivering us, in blessing us, in showing us the way. Now let us pray. Father God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We come in your son's name because of the price he paid on Calvary for our sins. We know, Father, that because of the death of Jesus Christ and the fact that he rose, we're able to approach you. So we come in Jesus' name, asking that you see your son, Father, and the sacrifice that he made. Father, we thank you, first of all, for you being high and being lifted up. Thank you for your holiness, Lord. Thank you for your ability to forgive us and to shine upon us and to keep us, Father. Thank you for embracing us and putting a hedge around us so that, Father, we don't suffer with all of the enemy's devices and things that he has to trip us up. Thank you for keeping our children. Thank you for blessing our homes. Thank you for blessing our grandchildren and our bloodline. Thank you for calling those in, Father, in our families, Father, into the house of safety, into your shelter, Father. We thank you, Father, for how you've looked over each and every one of us. Thank you, Father, for how you blessed us with blessings we don't deserve. Thank you for giving us homes that we didn't build. And thank you for giving us lives that we haven't fully worked for. You've blessed us, Father. You've kept us. And we're happy about it. We praise you for it. We bless you for it. We bow at your feet, Father, knowing that all things, Father, are in your control. Thank you, Father, for blessing the finances of those that are in financial difficulties. Thank you for healing those, Father, that have need of healing, Father. Thank you for putting peace in the home that doesn't have peace, Lord. Thank you for drawing those that are far from you, Father, with cords of love. Thank you for drawing them even closer and closer. Thank you for letting their paths cross someone that knows you. Thank you for letting us know, Father, that we are your hands. We're the ones that must, Father, operate from our location, that those that are lost will come in, or those that need fellowship will come closer, Father, or those that wish they had a closer relationship will be able to join in, Father, and worship you in the beauty of holiness. Father, we worship you and we praise you in truth and in spirit. We praise you, Father, for who you are. We praise you for being the ruler of all things. We thank you, Father, for being in control. We thank you, Father, that the devil cannot go any further than you allow it. We pray for those parts of this world, Father, that are in war and combat, Lord. We pray that you would be the comforter, Father. We pray that you would rule and cause the wars to cease, Father. We pray, Father, that you would have mercy on those, Father, that need mercy, and the children, Father. Cover the children in your blood, Father. Keep someone from the pain, Father, that's before them, Father. We thank you for that, Lord. We pray for our country and our nation. We pray, Father, that hatred would be bound up, Father, and cast into the sea of forgetfulness. We pray, Father, that we would come forth as a moral nation, a nation, Father, that has respect unto you and respect unto your ways, Father. We know that we're not perfect, Father, but we know that you will perfect those things that concern us, Father. Because of you, Father, we will be perfected. Because of you, Father, we will be delivered. Because of you, Father, you will show love for this nation, because it's in God that we trust. It's in you, Father, that we lean. It's in you that we depend on. We know, Father, that irregardless to what goes on in the world, that we're under your protection, that we can hide under your wings and be delivered, Father, as we live and dwell in your shadow. Thank you for the word that you've given us. Thank you for the mind, Father, that you've given us to read your word and to know it, Father. Thank you for the ability, Father, for us to have big hearts and the ability to not only feel a love and compassion for people, but to show it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We thank you for our bishop, Father. Thank you for how you've given him a vision, Father, and how we know that you're able to fulfill it, Lord. We thank you because you are the backer of the vision. We thank you, Father, because we know that you are the one that will bring it to pass. We thank you for Pastor Lenora, Father. Thank you for her being at Bishop's side. Thank you for her leading the prayer service. Thank you for sons giving her joy in her heart. We thank you, Father, that we have leaders that love you. Thank you, Father, we have leaders that show us by example how to praise you. We thank you, Father, that we have leaders, Father, that are walking in your way and we can follow in their footsteps. Lord, we bless you. We exalt you. We glorify you. We pray for every prayer lead. We pray, Father, for every person that's on this line. We pray for every church that's represented, Father. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. And I turn it back over into the hands of our host. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
I don't know why these sacrifices like the moon.
I'm glad he did. Mother Chloe, thank you for that. Yes. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad he did. Hallelujah. Glad. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that prayer. Again, I want to thank Sister Angela and Sister Pat, Mother Clark. Thank you all for leading us in prayer this morning. I pray that this prayer service is blessing your sanctified soul, because it is definitely blessing mine. Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Glorify the name of Jesus this morning. Thank you again for joining us. Go to our website, ekcministries.org. Look around, see what you need, see what you can glean from, and make sure you stay connected with us by texting the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. Upload your GPS. You're guiding people to salvation. Your testimony is powerful. Your testimony will change someone's life. Your testimony, hallelujah, will set somebody free. And all you got to do is do a 1 minute or less testimony, which is audio or video, and upload it to our website, and we will make sure the masses hear your testimony. All right, it's my turn. I am your last prayer lead. Hallelujah, and I give God glory. And so I'm going to play one last song today.
Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, God, please come. There is no shadow like thee with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they and thou kindest, thou healest, every summer, every winter, in the springtime and the yes, the sun will rise in their quirks. And join with all nature in minute singing to your great faithfulness, your mercy, and you give pardon for all of my sins.
Great is thy faithfulness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, for this prayer line. God, we bless your name. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for your loving kindness, God. God, we thank you for being King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We thank you, God, for being the great I am. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being the mighty one of Israel, the lily of the valley, God, the bright and morning star. We thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, because you are the conqueror. You are the great one. You are the King of Kings, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you sit on the throne and you, hallelujah, take our cares. We lay our cares at your feet, God, and you sit there, God, and you give them to the Father, hallelujah, and you all work it out, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for working our problems out, God, pleading the blood over them. We thank you, God, as we plead the blood over our situations, over our problems, God. Great is your faithfulness, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that we can just praise you at any time, God. We thank you for making a way, God. Hallelujah. We don't know why you love us, God, but you are. But you love us, God, and we thank you for loving us enough to give your son, God, hallelujah, who gave his life for our sins, God. We thank you, God, for taking on all of our sins, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for all of those stripes that Pat was talking about, God. Hallelujah, those 39 stripes that you took on our behalf, God. We thank you, God, for your healing power, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the crown of thorns that was placed upon your brow, God. God, we thank you that the blood came streaming down, God. God, we thank you that they pierced you in the side, God. We thank you, hallelujah, for the nails that was placed in your hands and in your feet, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for the strength that you had, God, on our behalf, while you hang on the cross, God. We thank you, God. We glorify you and we lift you up, God. God, we thank you for your power, God. We thank you for pouring into us, God. We thank you for the strength, God. Whatever we're going through, God, yes, we're going through it, God. We thank you, hallelujah, that we're going to come out not smelling like smoke, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, for your love and your grace and your peace, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for your mighty sword, God. God, we thank you for your word, God. Hallelujah, that brings life and light, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, as we hide your word in our heart, God. Hallelujah, that we would be strengthened, God. We would be delivered. We would be set free, God. Hallelujah. Let your word do a work on us, God. Do a work in us, God. Do a work around us, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, God. God, we thank you for every song that came forth on this morning, God. God, we thank you that hopefully they minister to someone's soul in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that someone found strength, someone found deliverance, someone found you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for coming into this prayer line, God, delivering and setting free, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, hallelujah, just for your life and your health and your strength, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for each and every individual that's on our prayer list, God. God, we thank you for those in nursing homes and rehabilitation centers. God, we thank you for our church in Africa, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for all. all the children, all the kids, all the youth, God. Put a hedge of protection around them, God. Don't let no hurt, harm, or danger come nigh them, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we plead the blood over our children, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. And God, now we pray for our men, God. God, we strengthen them, God. God, we are Aaron and Hur to them, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that they would come forth, God. The men would come forth, God. Come forth with vision. Come forth with desire. Come forth with being able to rule, God. God, we thank you for our men, God. But God, we thank you for the women as well, God. God, we thank you that we are strength, God. God, we are their secret weapon, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for all the women, God. God, we thank you for our power, God. We thank you for our words of love and our kindness, God. God, we thank you for the women, God. Hallelujah, that we have vision as well, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that our visions are coming forth, God. God, that you're pouring out of us, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, hallelujah, for Sister Keitha's health, God. God, we bind up the enemy now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we speak to that sarcosis, God. God, we speak to whatever ailments that comes nigh her dwelling, God. We cast it away in the name of Jesus Christ, and we plead the blood over her body, God, in her blood, God, in her bones, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you'll be right there with her, God. God, we pray for a different report, God. God, we pray for a good report, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we plead the blood over our prayer lead, Sister Keitha, now, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. As she lifts her hands now, God, you're pointing to her, God. Let her feel your power, God. Let her feel your presence, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And then we pray for Christina, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. I don't know her ailment. I don't know her situation, God, but you know it, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you will go to the aid of Christine now in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Smooth out the rough ways, God. God, we pray for the co-workers, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, for strength, God, for healing, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for Sister Mina, God. She's been with us for years, God. We plead the blood over her health, God. God, we plead increase in our finances, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, that no weapon that's formed against her will prosper, and all those that rise up will fall, God. God, we thank you for Sister Mina, God. God, we thank you for her steadfastness, God, her unmovableness, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. God, we pray for Brother Derek, God. God, we pray that he do a turnaround, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that you were moving on his behalf, God, that he has a desire to seek you, God, hallelujah, instead of seeking other things, God. We thank you, God. God, we thank you for Brother Bernard, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that you would meet him in his hospital room, God. Speak to him, God. Touch his body, God. Heal him, God. Give him courage, God. Give him faith, God. Faith that's unmovable, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, we speak to Bernard now, and we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. And now we speak to Brother Myron, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, whatever his issue is, God, that you would move in on his behalf, God. Give the doctors wisdom, God. Give his wife strength, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for this prayer list, God. God, we thank you that you're moving, God. You're changing. You're delivering, God. You're setting free, God. You're rearranging and readjusting things in our lives, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for peace in our minds and peace in our spirit, God. God, we pray for each and every individual that's on this prayer line right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. We pray strength for Mother Goodman, God. God, we thank you that she had a birthday, and God, we thank you for another year, God. We thank you for Nicolette. We thank you for Keitha. We thank you for Cinderella, God. We thank you for Elaine. We thank you for Jackie, God. Again, we thank you for Mina and Andrea, God. We thank you for Betty and Lauren, God. We thank you for Erica and Joyce, God. We thank you for Tracy and LaShawn.
Shonda, God. We thank you for Cynthia and LaWanda, God. We thank you for Vicky and Denise, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for Sister Angela and Mother Clark, God, and Sister Pat, God. God, we thank you for Minister DeAndre. We thank you for Kelly, God. God, we thank you for Janice, God. God, we thank you for Onetta, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for our own Bishop Clark, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would strengthen him and speak to his heart, God. Encourage him, God. Let your spirit be upon him, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we pray that no weapon that's formed against him will prosper, and all those that rise up against him will fall, God. God, we pray the life of God in him, God. God, we thank you for the word of God being real in his life, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Let your word speak volumes to him, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Let your word, hallelujah, deliver some things to him in his life, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for increase, God, increase in his spirit, God, increase in his finances, God, increase in his world, God, increase in his sphere of influence, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that the sick are running into this prayer line, God, and they're being healed, God. God, we thank you that deliverance is making its way to lives, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Mental illness is being put to side in the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you and we praise you that no diabetes and no high blood pressure and no cancer and no blood issues and heart attacks, God. God, we pray against it in the name of Jesus Christ, God. Again, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. Yes, we plead the blood of Jesus. Yes, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Yes, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you for LaShonda. Thank you for Vicky, God. Yes, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. And we praise your name. We lift you up, Jesus. Have your way in our lives and move by your spirit. Let us be a mouthpiece on your behalf. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 All right, people of God, it's time for Daily Bread. Go to our YouTube channel and be ministered to. You know, you only can minister from what you have inside of you. So be filled with the word. Be filled with the spirit so you can minister from your location. You can go to our website, ekcministries.org, put in your prayer request, put in your GPS. You can also give. You can also stay connected to us by texting the word MAXIMIZE to 55444. Don't forget, we will be here on Sunday morning on our YouTube channel. We will be there at 10 a.m. We invite you to join us if you are so inclined. We ask that you join us at 10 a.m. this Sunday morning. And the word of God will be coming forth. Bishop is about to preach now or talk now. And so the word of God is coming forth. Make sure you're getting the word and you're staying filled with the Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. We glorify God for you. Again, thank you for joining us. Turn to our YouTube channel and let's magnify the Lord. Hey, don't forget to give. You can do that on our website too, ekcministries.org. And you can go to our Cash App, which is $Bishop Eric Clark. Again, that is $Bishop Eric Clark. You can give that way as well. All those tithers, don't forget to be faithful because God is blessing you. Make sure you open up your windows of heaven so he can pour you out blessings that you won't have room to receive. All right, people of God, God bless you, and I'll see you on YouTube. Have a good day.